భగవద్గీత 4.26 శ్రోత్రాదీనింద్రియాణ్య సంయమాగ్నేషు జుహువతి శబ్దాదీన్ విషయానన్య ఇంద్రియాగ్నేషు జుహువతి. సో హియర్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ హిస్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ హౌ ద ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ పర్వేడ్స్ అ వైడ్ వెరైటీ ఆఫ్ యాక్టివిటీస్. ఇండీడ్ ఇట్ క్యాన్ పర్వేడ్ ది ఎంటైర్ గ్యామెట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ యాక్టివిటీస్. And here he gives two examples of the pervasion of the principle of yajna. So shrotra adin indriyan anye sanyama agnishu juhvati. Shrotra adin, shrotra and adi. Shrotra is hearing, adi is others. Indriyan, so the senses, such as the sense used for hearing, that is ears. Anya, it's anya. So anya here refers to others. So others, adi referred to other senses, whereas anya refers to other people. That means first, in the previous verse, it was described some people worship demigods, some people worship the impersonal Brahman. But now it describes some people, they perform sacrifice in a different way. Sanyama agni shujuhuvati. So, sanyama is restraint or control. So, in the fire of self-restraint, some people sacrifice their senses, juhuvati. And others, now, shabdadin vishayananya, others shabdadi. Shabda here is sound, which refers to sense objects. Vishayananye, so sense objects such as the sound, indriyagni shujuhuvati, they offer it into the fire of the senses. So some people offer the senses in the fire of the mind or in the fire of self-control, and others offer the sense objects in the fire of the senses. Again, this is a very interesting or evocative description, wherein Krishna is explaining how actually all of us, whatever be our ashram, whatever be our situation, can participate in the principle of sacrifice. So the acharyas explain that this verse is referring to the two primary orders, the householder order and the renounced order. So the renounced order, which part A and B of this verse talk about, the principle is that one turns the ears and the other senses inwards into the fire of the mind, of self-control. Now normally, the ears and the other senses can give us a lot of, can give us pleasure. It seems to be a lot of pleasure initially in sense gratification. The pleasure turns out to be very little actually. But either way, there is some pleasure that we can get when we let the senses go outwards and seek the sense objects. So now, the whole principle of yajna is that that which could have been used for our pleasure, we offer it for Krishna's pleasure. So, the senses, instead of being used for our pleasure, are offered to Krishna for his pleasure. And how is that done? At this point, Krishna has not been directly introduced, and the seekers, in this case the renunciates, the brahmacharis, the sannyasis, they turn their senses inwards and don't let the senses go outwards in the pursuit of pleasure. And therein is the principle of is a sacrifice. So that which could be used for one's own pleasure, the senses going here and there and going towards the sense objects and delighting in the sense objects. Instead, the senses are turned inwards and the senses go to that. Now, ultimately, the senses are meant to be offered to the Supreme Lord. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Richate. That is the principle of bhakti, is that We use the senses to serve the Lord of the senses. At this stage, Krishna has not introduced himself so explicitly. Therefore, he talks more about offering the senses not to him, but he mentions Sayama Agni Shijuhuvati, that offer them in the fire of self-control. So, offering the senses in the fire of self-control essentially means controlling the senses. It's Krishna is using the figurative language, using the imagery of fire sacrifice to illustrate this principle that we are all vulnerable to the illusions of this world, and whatever sacred imagery we have, that sacred imagery, if we can use it, then it that can stimulate our imagination, that can bring greater inspiration in our practice of dharma. When people are living in a pious culture, then certain activities are considered to be sacred, and it invokes a certain amount of pious instincts to get along with the activity, to do the activity. For example, people may be materialistic, but if they have an altar in their home, when they come in front of the altar, they will fold their hands, they may bow down, they may offer some prayers. So, the point is that all of us have certain religious instincts. At least if you have been brought up in a culture where those are there. So now when it is shown to us how those same religious instincts which inspire awe and reverence in us, if it is shown that they pervade beyond the specific religious activities with which we are associating them, and we see that they pervade other activities, and the other activities also become infused with the vision of the sacred. So, in the cultural context in which Krishna was speaking, fire sacrifices were quite a common and important sacred activity. So, now, the participants would take a bath and then come, and then after doing a lot of ritual purification would sit in a very grave position to participate in the sacred activity of fire sacrifice. So Krishna is telling that activities which may not seem sacred directly, they can also be infused with the vision of the sacred if they are associated with the imagery of the sacred activity of fire sacrifice. So rather than seeing sense control as a rigid act of abnegation, one can see it as an act of sacrifice. Rather than telling the senses, don't see that, don't see that, don't see that. Instead, tell the senses, oh, now senses, you are becoming a part in a sacrifice for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. So when the senses attract to the sense objects, we draw the senses back, turn them away from the sense objects and turn them inwards where we know Krishna resides, even if we can't see him right now. So rather than just saying no, 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 I will not look at the sense objects in the wrong directions. Swaha. Rather we think, Swaha. Let me offer my senses on a moment-to-moment basis as much as possible in ahuti to Krishna. And similarly, the sense objects can also be offered. So the offering the senses, that means not letting the senses come in contact with the sense objects. That is the fire. That is the principle of sacrifice for the renunciates. Because renunciates say don't marry or don't engage in sense gratification. At least not in the primary sense gratification of the contact of the male and female. Now the grahasthas, they have the license for relationships within the sacred bond of marriage. But that can also be seen as a matter of sacrifice. Shabda deen vishayan anye. So, objects, sense objects, such as sound. Indriya agni shujuhuvati. So, rather than saying one's one's spouse, because here the sense object is related with the senses, rather than seeing the spouse as an object for one's own pleasure, the yogi who is performing sacrifices can see the sense object as also an ahuti to be offered to the Lord through the senses. That means all activities are done for the pleasure of the Lord. So even the activity of sex is done for the pleasure of the Lord, recognizing that actually the activity is for begetting a saintly soul into this world, and in that way serving the Lord. So we will look at this more when we talk about dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bhartarshabha in 7.11. Krishna says, I am kama, that is not contrary to dharma. Now it's interesting here that Krishna uses the sense and the sense object associated with sound. So he says sound and shabda and shrotra and ear, rather than talking about say rupa and chakshu. Why is that? Certainly with respect to sense gratification, the eyes and the form which we see through the eyes are the primary attractions, but they are not the only attractions. Along with that, there is also the attraction of the through the ears. Indeed, you know, it is Prahlad Maharaj also uses the word Shruti Sukha, the happiness that which has been heard about through the scriptures and through the other sources. Now, scriptures here doesn't refer to Bhagavad Gita, it refers to the Vedas, which talk about heavenly pleasures. So, the Vedas may also offer sense gratification, heavenly sense gratification. And in general, we also hear about sense gratification from others. Indeed, much of the worldly gossip is about sense gratification. Many times the imagination gets fueled not just by what we see, but by what we hear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami, says that the characteristic of sannyasi is gramya vartana kahive, gramya kathana shunibe, gramya vartana kahive. So don't speak on mundane topics and don't hear mundane topics. Because once one starts speaking and hearing mundane topics, then the downward spiral into material consciousness and eventually into sense gratification goes on and on. So essentially this verse is talking about how we can stay pure in our activities, either at one level or the other level, at the level of senses being offered inwards towards the mind in sense control, or the sense objects being offered to the senses in a regulated way. And in that way, the principle of sacrifice can be pursued even in these activities. Thank you.